I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The Texas Supreme Court ruled late Friday that the state can enforce its abortion ban from 1925, a decision that exposes abortion providers to lawsuits and financial penalties if they continue to perform the procedure. The decision does not allow prosecutors to bring criminal charges against abortion providers, but it exposes anyone who aids in the procurement of an abortion to fines and lawsuits. The federal Supreme Court on June 24th overturned Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 case that asserted that access to abortion is protected under the Constitution. The Texas legislature in 2021 passed a trigger law that would take effect 30 days after a judgment from the Supreme Court and automatically ban abortion from the moment of fertilization. Abortion rights groups filed a lawsuit Monday in hopes of extending the period the procedure remains legal in Texas. They argued the 1925 ban was effectively repealed when the Supreme Court rendered its decision in Roe v. Wade in 1973, and thus cannot be enforced. Since the legislature never repealed its pre-Roe statute banning abortion, some conservative lawmakers argued abortion again became illegal in Texas the moment the Supreme Court announced its ruling. Since the day of the federal court ruling, Texas clinics began turning away patients, and nonprofits that help people access and afford abortions have stopped distributing aid. Pete Arredondo, the law enforcement official state police said was most responsible for a flawed response to the Uvalde Elementary School shooting in May, has resigned from the Uvalde City Council. Arredondo, the former chief of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Department, had been elected to the council a few weeks before the May 24th shooting at Robb Elementary School that killed 19 children and two teachers. He took the oath of office in secret, but has not attended any council meetings since. The city charter dictates that voters will choose Arredondo's replacement in a special election. This week, the Biden administration took two of its biggest steps yet to open public lands to fossil fuel development, holding its first onshore lease sales and releasing a proposal for offshore drilling that could open parts of the Gulf of Mexico and the Alaskan coast to leasing through 2028. The move runs counter to President Biden's campaign pledge to halt new oil and gas development on federal lands, and comes as the president is under mounting political pressure to address high energy prices. Biden faces a range of conflicting interests on climate change, energy, and the economy as he tries to lower gasoline prices, all without abandoning the climate agenda he brought to the White House. On Thursday, the Supreme Court dealt another blow to that agenda, with a decision that restricted the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to curb climate pollution from the power sector. For many climate advocates, the new oil and gas leasing comes as a bitter disappointment, because any new oil production will take years and is therefore unlikely to do anything for current high energy prices. Instead, advocates say, all the leasing will do is lock in additional oil and gas production years from now, when the nation's climate targets dictate that oil and gas use should be on the decline. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker device. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Sac Theater. The Hills are alive in this intimate, heartfelt reimagining of the beloved musical, The Sound of Music. In this Sac 360 experience, where the Topfer is transformed into a lively beer garden, it's the sound of music like you've never seen before. Live on stage June 15th to July 24th. Get tickets at zactheater.org. There will be plenty of things to debate at TribFest 2022. One thing that's for certain, you need to be there. Join us September 22nd through the 24th in downtown Austin for 3 days of debate and discussion with big name speakers like Joe Strauss, Jen Psaki, and many others. Get tickets now at TribFest.org.